We're going to study still some more on ascension. We've talked about Ephesians 4:8, Psalm 68, about the ascension. Let's go back to the beginning. Let's go to Genesis 4. Starting verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah.
You're in Genesis what?
Oh, I'm Genesis 5, I'm sorry.
Wow.
We get fours and five mixed up. And sixes and sevens and ones and twos. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. Wow. Do everybody remember what Methuselah means?
When he is dead, it shall come.
When he dies, the end comes. Which is interesting. Then there'd be a lot of people that try to keep him alive. And Methuselah. Excuse me. And all the days, where did we start? 21, 22. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now let's go to see what the other, that's Enoch, let's see what it, what happened with Elijah. 2 Kings chapter 2. Verse 9. And it came to pass when they were gone over Elisha and Elijah, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha has said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me, and also get rid of all your cell phones. No, it didn't say that. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven. Now, we got a problem. Both Enoch and Elijah were taken into heaven. But it says, what's going on, Gary?
I've got men that I have to communicate with. They were standing around waiting for my orders, so I'll be down here.
Oh, wait a minute.
Turn the sound down so we
don't
deal with this.
No, I won't wait. And yet the scripture says, let's go to John 5. No, John 3, I'm sorry. This is when he's talking to Nicodemus. In verse 12, he said, "Verily, if I have told you earthly things, and you believe me not, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." So we got two guys. The scriptures say, well, Enoch had said it implies he went to heaven. And the chair, that God took him. But with Elijah, it says he did go to heaven. And yet, John says, no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. So we got a problem. Anybody have any solutions?
God saw Christ in them.
Hmm?
God saw Christ in them, and so there's no contrary position or no problem.
No, I know what that's one answer, but it doesn't say, and it doesn't even imply that from what we read.
So there's something implied by it.
Well, it and if you go to Revelation, which we'll go in a minute, in Revelation 11, but we're going to go there later. But it says that the two witnesses are the only two men that have ever never died, which are Elijah and Moses, the law and the prophets. And so either there's like a holding center for Elijah and Enoch, or are they maybe they are locked in time and space somehow, or what Gary said, that they saw Christ in them. But it's a humongous mystery. What?
There's something that you said, they are symbols, they're men, but symbols, one is symbolic for law.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm just saying there's no obvious answer to what this contradiction is. There's some possibilities, but we really don't know. So, but the point of this is both of those were ascended. So they are part and parcel of the mystery of ascension. Now let's look at them in Matthew 17.
Does this establish the location of heaven, that it's up?
No, it's... It's heaven in Greek. It's I can't pronounce it, but it's Uranos or something like that. But it means the highest in rank, not necessarily the highest in height. Hell is the lowest in rank, not necessarily low, physicality low. So, because now heaven is our surrounding reality, because the New Jerusalem came down.
That's what I'm saying. They went up to the New Jerusalem.
Yeah, again, we're just there's no answers, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We can just speculate. Where did I just say go to?
Something.
Matthew 17. Verse 1. Everybody there except Gary?
I'm there.
Huh? You get there? After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. if thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. I still get a kick out of that. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him.
Or he could have said, shut up.
Hmm?
He could have just said, shut up.
Well, the point of it is when the disciples heard this, they fell on their face and were sore afraid.
That's really interesting. That it's like he's saying, you know, it's Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. And God is now, he's, you know, law and the prophets, it's now you listen to my son.
Right.
He's not even talking about Moses and Elijah or whoever, you know, it's like, it's a new thing.
Refocusing the whole discussion.
Yeah, because and again, in the other version of this, and Luke had said, and then they spake only of his death, which was to be accomplished in Jerusalem. I mean, here you got this, well, I've said before, the penultimate event in time and space. And the only thing they're talking about is the death of Jesus. And so we have a interesting level of importance that we should see. Anyhow.
In reading ahead just a bit.
Well, we are going on. Yeah.
I don't even know if you've got to take off some.
And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them, and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus. And so, the reason this is important from this, and then the ascension during the counting of the Omer, here, it's his ascension, but it didn't do us any good because he came back and we're in him. The ascension that was accomplished on Lag BaOmer and the season of the counting of the Omer between Pentecost and Passover was the final ascension of Jesus. And so it's, if that hadn't happened, this had to happen to fulfill that he fulfilled everything that was necessary in time and space. But then he had to be ascended to heaven to fulfill that part of it which has the possibility of bringing his people into heaven. You understand what I'm saying? Well, don't worry about it then. All right. Now we looked at Psalm 68. Let's go to Acts chapter 1.
Acts 61, chapter 1.
Start in, let's start in verse 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles, whom he had chosen, to whom he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, You have heard of me. where John truly baptized with water, but usually baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When therefore they were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but he shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come, so come in the like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. So that's his final ascension. Now we've seen ascension, some kind of an ascension of Enoch, of Moses, of Elijah. Now let's see what else we can find out.
So the last thing he said to him is, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is gone above.
Remember that word power is not dynamo, it's dunamis, which means efficacy. That's a good one. All right, let's go to First Thessalonians. Chapter 4. Okay, starting in verse 13. But I would not have you ignorant. I love that phrase. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren. He says that a lot. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren.
A lot of times it means stop being ignorant.
Yeah.
Which is even worse.
What number are you?
Chapter 4. Verse 13. I would not have you to be ignorant. Okay, I won't read it again. Concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, we all them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain shall unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or go before them which are asleep or dead. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So again, as he, it's the same way he went up, so he shall come and receive. And as we are received, and we see the whole universe on fire, disappearing. Now let's go to Acts 2. See what Peter says. I just want us to get a full view of what this ascension stuff is, okay?
Yeah, this is great. So you guys do this every morning, right?
Right here. We have people that listen
wow.
all over the place.
Right.
My sister listens.
We've been getting some complaints about the volume every now and then.
I know.
Yeah, there was a period where it's been fixed, though.
Yeah.
All right, Acts 2, starting verse. Well, let's start in verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, fulfilled, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house or the temple where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? I mean, and remember, no good thing comes out of Galilee. They were ignorant people, according to the Judeans. And now we hear every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, anyway, all over the place. I didn't even want to, we're not even reading that. I misread my notes. We're going to this is Peter's address at Pentecost. We're not going to read the whole thing, obviously. Verse 29. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What?
Sorry.
What? Well, I don't know what you just did.
I shouldn't have said it.
It's Bose in ours.
Oh, okay.
You were targeting.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't even targeting. I was reading by memory. I mean, I wasn't even looking at it. I was just reading. I mean, I was just saying it because I remembered all this. The Lord said at my right hand, Sit thou on. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. So anyway, there it's just, he's testifying of the ascension. And we're not done with the ascension, but Gary has to go. I see it in his face. But we will do quite a bit more on the ascension, because it's extremely important. We will, anybody have any response or thoughts or questions?
Interesting. His flesh did not see corruption. Like he was resurrected. As if death had no sway.
Right, that's, remember, that's the same thing that happened to the rich young ruler, which I believe was Lazarus, that he was the fourth day. See, the fourth day is when the angel of death touched them and corruption started according to their belief system.
And yet he retained his wounds.
Well, that's
all the wounds there from
it. Well, I know, but that's not that you'd still retain your wounds. Well, I mean that he retained them, but anyhow, we don't have that much more. But I want to get to what Satan says and some other things in Corinthians. So,
cool.
All right, take it, big guy.